September unemployment numbers will be available soon, giving us another indication of the recovery and how strong it is. Remember that the Democrats told us that the unemployment numbers would reach 20%, maybe higher. They peaked out at 14.7%. It's now down to 8.4% nationwide. A year ago, it was 3.5%, the lowest unemployment rate of my lifetime. Where do we go from here? Steve Moore joining us, economist and member of President Trump's Economic Recovery Task Force. Steve, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Good to be with you.
So we'll get an indication here again. Do you have any preliminary indication of what we might be seeing when we get to the unemployment numbers? Because it's something that, historically speaking, if it's below 7.2%, it helps the incumbent. If it's above 7.2%, it does not. Your thoughts?
So I think look, the last 4 months have been blockbuster months that have even surprised me, and I'm the ultimate optimist in the world. We created 10.5 million jobs over the last 4 months. Nobody expected that. The job growth is still high. It's slowing down a little bit from the torrid pace we saw from May to August. So I expect we're going to see another, 300, 400, 500,000 jobs added. Those are very positive trends. As you said, the unemployment rate was supposed to be 15%, right? It's about half of what people thought it would be, whether the Federal Reserve or the Congressional Budget Office or all the Wall Street economists had it all wrong. This is a V-shaped recovery. Now, here's the other big number that's coming out. It won't come out on this Friday as the jobs numbers will, but it'll come out sometime in the next few weeks. Is today September 29 or September 30?
It's 29th. It's debate day in America. Go on.
Yeah. We have 2 days left of the third quarter. That means the third quarter is basically done. The latest estimate, are you sitting down, Steve? The latest estimate for how high the GDP will be in the third quarter, 31% increase. Let me say that. Almost a third increase in the economy in 3 months. Nobody's ever seen that ever before in this country. So the economy's flying high right now. Trump's got to make that case that there's still a lot of problems, no question about it. In states like Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, where I live in Maryland, there are a lot of unemployed people because of the shutdowns of the economy. But, you're right. Usually an unemployment rate over 7%, the incumbent gets punished. But Trump's point can be, look, I brought the unemployment rate down in 2019 to the lowest level ever. You keep me in the White House, and we're going to get right back to where we were.
So, I mean, that's all good news. So you believe then, so let me go back to the number you just mentioned. Steve Moore here with us, economist and part of the President's Economic Recovery Task Force. 300,000 on the low end, you said 300,000 to 500,000. If 300,000 jobs are added, do you have an idea of where that would put the unemployment rate?
So let me just say this, Steve. We're shooting in the dark a little bit here. These are total estimates, and I remember a few months ago, I was on Fox Business News when the report came out, and everybody was expecting the number was going to be like, remember this? Everybody thought we were going to have lost 2 million jobs, and we gained 6 million jobs.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's hard to forecast this stuff right now. So I may be wildly off. I do think, obviously, we're going to see an increase in employment. Employment has slowed down. I mean, look, it's still solid, and it's still positive, but it's not, we're not getting 3, 4, 5 million jobs a month like we were back in the early summer. So I think we're going to see an unemployment rate probably somewhere around 8.5%, which is, given what we've been through for the last 8 months, that's still a really good number.
That's really a very good number. And so we continue to improve. So you believe that that's got to be part of the conversation tonight in Cleveland during the 90 minutes. I'm quite sure that Chris Wallace will bring up the economy, and it's an interesting set of rules. 2 minutes, 2 minutes, and then 11 minutes of free-for-all back and forth between the two candidates. Basically, they can talk back and forth. They can ask each other questions. And I don't think that Joe Biden's idea of raising $7 trillion in taxes is going to get the economy rolling.
It's funny you should literally, just as we're speaking, I was summarizing study that just came out from our Committee to Unleash Prosperity, and we estimate that the Biden tax plan would lose about 3 million jobs. 3 million. That's a lot of workers. And so it is a very negative thing for the economy. If people go to the polls, and and say, I'm going to vote for the person who's going to be best for the economy, then obviously Donald Trump's going to win by a landslide. I mean, I don't think there's too many rational people out there that think that, you know, Joe Biden's plan of higher taxes, more regulation, he wants to destroy the oil and gas and coal industries in America. That's a pretty radical agenda. So Trump has to play up the economy, and he has to use the line, look, you know, in the numbers just came out 2 weeks ago from the Census Bureau, Steve. You forgot to mention those, that showed that, you know, pre-COVID, these are the gold mine data, the gold-plated data on the economy.
Right.
Prior to the coronavirus hitting us, the poverty rate in Trump's first 3 years in office fell to its lowest level in the history of America. And incomes, family incomes, median family incomes, hit their highest level in the history of America.
What was
That's a pretty good record.
I missed the poverty rate. I didn't realize that it, you know, because that would be the first time since all the great socialist programs of the 1960s and the Great Society that were ineffectual against reducing the poverty rate. They shifted
by the way,
who was poor.
Let me just tell you something. The fact that, you know, that you missed that, it's not your fault. This was probably the single best economic report. I talked to the guy at the Census Bureau who's done this report for 30 years. He said, Steve, this is the best report I've seen in the entire three decades I've done this. If Barack Obama had been president and that report had come out with record income gains, record reductions in poverty, lowest poverty rate ever, highest income rate ever, by the way, not just for all Americans, but for Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, female-headed households, that would have been, I submit to you, that would have been a headline in every single newspaper around the country. The media yawned when that report came out because they don't want to give Trump credit for anything.
For anything. Steve Moore, got to leave it right there. Economist, member of the President's Economic Task Force, Recovery Task Force. Steve, thank you for the good news and the information. Thank you as always.
All right, Steve. We need Michigan. Bye.
Of course we do. It's key. It's pivotal. Part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power.